something wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio.
You rang?
Oh, heavens!
This is RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill Show. So join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Air Supply, are you ready?
And I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers. And I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it. And I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth. And then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you. And I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer. And I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading. And I know the time's gonna fly. And I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you. But I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches. And I know the ways to fame. I know all the rules and then I know how to break them. And I always know the name of the game. But I don't know how to leave you. how you do it, making love out of nothing at all. 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 Out of nothing at all.
Fabulous Air Supply. Oh my God, what a record. Now, my dear friends, New Kid in Town by RDS Music. Will I pass the audition? Hopefully.
On the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectation, everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like it's something new. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down. You look in her eyes, the music begins to play. Hopeless romantics, here we go again. But after a while, you look looking the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Wish he still love you when you're not around. There's so many things you should have told her. But night after night, you're willing to scold her. Hold her, tears on your shoulder. There's talk on the streets, it's there to remind you. Doesn't really matter which side you're on. You're walking away, they're talking behind you. They will never forget you till somebody new comes along. Where you been lately? There's a new kid in town. Everybody loves him. He's holding her and you're still around. Oh. There's a new kid in town. Oh. Just a new kid in town. Oh. Everybody's talking about the new. Everybody's walking like the new.
Spots are next.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
Oh my God, the ink spots with that wonderful song was unbelievable. And now, my dear friends, what's next? Magic Touch by RDS, a Platter song. The Platters idolized the ink spots. I hope I passed the audition.
You've got the magic touch. It makes me glow so much. It casts a spell. It rings a bell. The magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm, it's like a fourth alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Here I go. But where can I go from you? I didn't know too much, and then I felt your touch, and now I've learned I can return the magic touch. Here I go, reeling. Oh, I'm feeling the flow. But where can I go from you? I didn't know too much, and then I felt your touch, and now I've learned I can return the magic touch.
Temptations, Temptations, 1967.
With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Cause so badly, I wanna go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies desperately for rain. Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
Percy Sledge is next, my dear friends. Percy!
If she is bad,
Yes, Percy Fledge. Wonderful, isn't he? Twilight Time by RDS Music. Another platter tune. I hope I pass this audition.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. It's twilight time. When purple-colored curtains mark the end of day, I hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of light will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're near with me. Together, at last at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. And in the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again. As I did then, deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time. The afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. And in the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time. Together at last at twilight time.
Bobby Vinton, Roses Are Red.
Roses are red, my love.
A long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I sang this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. We dated through high school, and when the big day came, I wrote into your book next to my name, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Then I went far away, and you found someone new. I read your letter, dear, and I wrote back to you. Roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, good luck. May God bless you. Is that your little girl She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book two roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio.
Oh, heavens! Brucey, are you there, Brucey?
This is RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern, on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Yes, wonderful people, where are you going? You are here for the latest RDS Gate Show. October 6, 2024. Time is moving too quickly. I just can't believe it. The days are flying. It's morbid while I'm recording this, but cool. It actually feels like September should have, but it's October. But here we are going into a new winter for us. The impending doom. Will we have a lot of snow? I don't know. Will you have a lot of snow? Hope not. And all the tragedies in the world is just terrible. Every day brings another one. Hello, my dear friends. Here we are. Hello to... Let me see. Hello to, of course, Ron, rich in heaven, and all the other sky scanners that passed away, including Jeff, of course. Hello, Clay and Rachel, welcome you. Kurt, welcome to him. Who else? Kevin, Brian, Randy, are you here? Randy, and whoever else is here as attendance to the latest RDS Gate Show. Did you like what I played tonight? Hopefully you did. Wonderful Air Supply. Oh my God. Making Love Out of Nothing at All. I can actually do that song, but it'll take a lot of work. Believe me. Because it keeps going higher and lower and higher and lower. And then we had New Kids in Town by RDS. That followed that, If I Didn't Care, a classic from the 30s by the Ink Spots. Larry, I forget his last name. Larry something. Of course, they're all gone now. And then we followed that with Magic Touch by RDS. Now, the Platters did that song originally. The idols of the Platters were the Ink Spots. Yes, they actually adored them. So Magic Touch was next by me, and then Let It Rain by the Fabulous Temps, the Fabulous Temptations. Then, of course, by Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. And then another classic by RDS, a Platter song, Twilight Song. Twilight Time by RDS. Then we... Roses Are Red by Bobby Vinton. I wonder how he's doing. Haven't heard from him in a long time. Then Love Child by The Supremes by Diana Ross. Oh my God. The RDS Gate Show comes on every Sunday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Followed by an older show, not that old. Songs are different. They're not all me. They're classic songs. Then I come on again from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on a Wednesday. And who follows me but Clay and Rachel's show, The World According to Them, at 7 p.m. Eastern there. And, of course, we don't want to miss Ron, Rockamania, the rocket show with Ron Hager from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And then it's Kurt's show from 7 to 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. And whoever else is on the RFD. Well, my God. The cooler weather is finally coming, and with it, the impending doom of what's next. Of course, depending on where you live. Snow, hopefully it's not going to be much here, as much. It wasn't that bad last year, I don't think. Let's hope it isn't. What else can I say? Did you like those wonderful tunes, didn't you? Aren't they wonderful? Oh my God, weren't they wonderful? Well, I will be reading right now from Gate Magazine to start this thing off. An article to keep you informed on what is going on in the world. And this is from actually the latest edition of Gate Magazine, October 2024, Volume 40, Issue 2. Shall I read? Hopefully you want me to. Mysterious black rings seen around the world. On August 13, 2024, which is recent, residents of Williamsburg, Virginia, awoke to see a strange sight in the sky. Several people contacted station WAVY, Wavy TV Channel 10, to report seeing a large black ring floating just below the clouds. I see the picture here. Looks like a cloud. Who knows? Ron Stepp, who sent in the videos of the station, said he was working outside when it appeared overhead from him. He described it as having the appearance of a smoke ring, and after about 10 minutes, it vanished. Others in the area also took photos. Wavy, Channel 10, WAVY, reached out to James City County Fire Department to ask if there were any reports of explosions around the time the circle was reported. The fire chief said he wasn't aware of any. But this is not the first time a black ring has been seen in the sky. No. On July 2024, Kimberly Robson was driving near Birkenshaw, Germany, with a friend, Danny Cooper, when they noticed a creepy black ring in the sky. It looked a bit smoky, but the shape was a solid ring. We hadn't heard or seen anything like it before, and no one knows what it is, she told the media. In Russia, the freaky phenomenon has been dubbed smoke vortexes. That's what the Russians call it, smoke vortexes. Yes, I'm getting carried away. Forgive my French or Russian. In Russia, I tell you that, a second sighting of a black ring was seen near Perlin, Texas on July 8th. 2024 by Taylor Ann Guerrero. I mean, what are these black rings? Is some giant person making smoke rings with a cigar? I mean, is it God? Is God smoking a Havana? I mean, what's going on here? So Taylor Ann Guerrero explains, we were sitting outside for a while and heard nothing beforehand. It remained in the sky for nearly 10 minutes, she said. And she posted some photos on Facebook. I don't know, I didn't see it. Anne Reppert, another person, senior meteorologist with AccuWeather, said at the time of the sighting, the weather was stable and he had no explanation for the ring. In June 2024, a similar black ring appeared above the streets of Yulin, China. Yes, China. Like Trump would say. One person who saw the ring said he watched it rise into the sky very slowly and noticed that there were a number of other rings elsewhere in the sky at the same time. What are these rings? To go back to April 2016, a black ring was seen floating in the city above Disneyland in Anaheim, California, leaving park residents startled. So it happened in Disneyland in California there. in 2016. I expected Nelly and Portal to open up through this ring as we were gazing up in disbelief. One witness said, "It was a windy day, so it couldn't have been a smoke ring. Everyone was watching in fear and confusion." Yes, psychotropic medication for these people. They have seen a UFO, an unexplainable thing happened. Was it atmospheric? I don't know. Then on May 25, 2015, an airy black ring appeared over the town of Tigre, Argentina. It only remained in the sky for about a minute before disappearing. Locals were stumped by its brief but hypnotic appearance. Hypnotic? Theories as to what is causing the rings vary from fires or explosions, even when none have been reported. Another suggestion is that they are caused by swarms of insects, but insects rarely, very rarely congregate in neat rings so high in the sky. These are like perfect rings. And then the Daily Mail reported on the black rings after Disneyland sighting and said, I think Daily Mail's from England, "It created a lot of speculation about alien portals or alien invasion. One theory not mentioned is if the rings could be UFOs in the process of cloaking or camouflaging themselves. All we know right now is that these black rings are being filmed all over the world and sightings appear to be rapidly increasing." That little bit I didn't notice was by the editor. Oh, Becky Robbins, sweeter than a hat pin. If you stick, you forget it. Cuter than a hack spin, and not older than 47. She might be over 50 now. That was a couple of years I've been saying that. Yes, what are these things? What are these strange things? These mysterious black rings that people have been seeing? I don't know. Do I want to know? Maybe. A brightly lit UFO is filmed. Possibly one of the best videos of a UFO was recently filmed in Iran, of all places, who's at war with Israel right now. The footage of the unidentified object was filmed by several individuals from several different locations, which adds to its credibility. The sighting took place over Tehran, which shows a brightly lit circle-shaped object with bright green lights flying over the streets of the city at a low altitude. Some have suggested that the object is just a collection of drones flying in formation. Another insertion by dear Becky Robbins, our dear, wonderful jet-setter editor. Skeptics have argued that based on the clarity of the video, that it's a hoax, which makes no sense. Why do we think that a UFO photo or video has to be out of focus and grainy to be authentic? I don't know, my dear Becky Robbins, but you do a lot of insertions on people's articles that you write here, that you put in here. But I love it anyway, don't I, Becky? Becky Robbins. Minutes and 14 seconds into the latest RDS Gate Show. Oh, I did forget something else. I didn't mention my Thursday to Friday replay. Or replay. Yes, from 1 to 2 a.m., followed by approximately an hour of RDS music. That's on the Thursday into Friday. How could I forget that? Trying to find something else for you. Here's a photo someone put. Now, I see the back of it. It could be a person in a costume or something. We don't know. It's a black and white shot. He's bending over. Looks about a good 500 pounds. Could it be Bigfoot? Could it be Bigfoot Daddy? Could it be Bigfoot Daddy? Or maybe Dogman? A game camera in North Carolina recently filmed a remarkably clear image of a large, hairy, bipedal creature. The photo appeared in Reddit post, and the exact location is unknown. The head of the animal is not visible, as it appears to be looking down and bent at something on the ground. Most are saying that the creature is a legendary Bigfoot, while others believe it may be the equally elusive Dogman, and it could also be somebody in a costume. One thing everyone does agree on is that the photo shows an animal with a strong muscular definition. And of course, Becky inserts, something not seen in a human wearing a furry monkey suit. What she's meant is, you usually don't see the built-up muscles when they're wearing a suit. It could still be faked. Where's Cecil? Are you here?
Yes.
Cecil, have you ever seen a UFO?
No, I don't know what it is.
Cecil, UFO is an unidentified flying object.
No.
Yes, you are. You're in 1774.
1774. Thank you.
Okay, Cecil, so I made a mistake. I'm a couple of years off. Well, you're looking good, Cecil.
Thank you.
Let me get back to what I'm doing. We are 54 minutes and 20 seconds into the latest RDS Gate Show. Time is just moving tonight. Isn't it just moving on, these articles? A dire warning about friendly ETs. In the 1985 novel, The Waves Extinguish the Wind, Tivo Glamov, Russian, an alien chaser, complains. Nobody believes that the wanderers intend to do us harm. That is indeed extremely unlikely. It's something else that scares us, isn't it? We're afraid that they come and do good as they understand it. Fear above all enemies, the one who thinks you're doing a favor. Who the heck wrote this thing? He's not even making sense. Fear above all enemies, the one who think they doing you a favor. I forget it. I don't know why I even read it. It started out good. It started out funny, educational, but then it turned horrible. Mysterious heartbeat or heart sound heard in Loch Ness. I think I read this. Using a hydrophone to detect sounds in Loch Ness, researchers picked up a particular and peculiar pulsing sound. According to local media report, the findings were recorded by Alan McKenna with the group of Loch Ness Exploration Group, which frequently conducts investigations at the location. The hydrophone was at a depth of 100 feet when they heard the strange sound. McKenna described the sound as a rhythmic pulse or heartbeat. He added, I'm merely using that as a description we have no idea what's causing the sound, rather than outright suggesting that they heard the legendary cryptid, actual heartbeat, which they probably didn't. The group plans to continue using the hydrophone at the Loch Ness area in the future. She's so cute. She's got to be a woman. Oh God, Nessie, my dear. Cuter than a hatpin. But she sure can stick you. Is it true? Could it be? Could Nessie exist in Loch Ness? There have been photos taken, but I'm not sure. Of course, the animal would be about 1,000 years old, maybe. Who knows how old? 57 minutes and 38 seconds. Into the latest Gate Show. Well, my dear friends, time is moving, isn't it? Could it be a Bigfoot, or could it be a dog man? It could be a faked photo by someone. A lot of fakery going on. Just check all over. Check YouTube. Cut and paste. I mean, the old cut and paste thing that started with the computers years ago. Well, it's more than that now, my dear friends. Let me tell you. I wonder if I have... Almost closed the window on myself here. I don't know what I can read next. I'm not sure of any articles anymore. Is there anything new? There are no factories. There are no workhouses. Cecil, are there no factories? And are there no workhouses? I don't know. Flashes of light seen on the moon. On the nights of July 17 and 18, two bright flashes of light were observed on the dark side of the moon by an observatory in Spain. Scientists say the lights were from meteor impacts. The conspiracy theorists agree that the lights are evidence of alien bases. I don't think there's any alien bases on the moon. Please. Well, my dear friends, we're down to a stinking minute. I certainly hope you liked the show tonight. Wasn't it entertaining? Wasn't the songs good, aren't they? Wasn't everything good? Hopefully you liked the articles. Watch out for the black-eyed kids. They may just knock on your door. And that will be the end of you. Until next time, good night from New York. It's RDS.